Pharmacies are playing an increasingly important role in our healthcare system. Think COVID and other vaccines, wellness checks, birth control. But in dozens of the country's largest cities, Black and Latino neighborhoods have fewer pharmacies than in white areas. One researcher calls these areas pharmacy deserts. Esther UG Kang of member station WBEZ reports from Chicago.
Monica Mitchell has lived in Chicago's South Shore for more than 20 years. And during that time, she's had to change pharmacies three times.
There was a Walgreens, a two-minute drive away, that closed. Then there was a CVS, and that was maybe 3 minutes away. That one closed.
Another Walgreens she used to go to has also shut down.
I basically have to travel further and further away to get what I need.
Mitchell is a nurse. She knows the importance of medications and access to pharmacies.
It is life or death. There's a lot of asthma, diabetes, hypertension in this neighborhood. Not having to go so far out to get the medications that you need because time is of the essence. It's needed to save lives.
As drugstores provide more vital services like COVID tests and vaccinations, contraceptive counseling and wellness visits, data shows that low-income communities of color on Chicago's south and west sides have fewer pharmacies than other parts of the city, especially the big names.
So we hear these announcements about CVS and Walgreens closing.
Dima Cato is a pharmacy professor at the University of Southern California.
I just worry because I suspect, based on what I know from the data and the research that I've done, the vast majority of those pharmacies are going to be in low-income neighborhoods.
Cato looked at the lack of access to pharmacies in Black and brown neighborhoods in cities around the country, including Chicago. She says there have been closings in white, higher-income neighborhoods, too.
But those neighborhoods have enough pharmacies, so they may be closing there and opening another store somewhere. But when they close in low-income neighborhoods or on the south side, we rarely see another pharmacy opening.
Cato calls these areas pharmacy deserts. In Chicago, nearly half of Black neighborhoods are pharmacy deserts compared to just 1% of white neighborhoods. That's the widest gap in the U.S. In terms of chain pharmacies, WBEZ found that access to a CVS store in Chicago was 7 times higher in white neighborhoods than in Black ones. For Walgreens, it was 2 times higher. One problem is that in low-income neighborhoods, where a lot of customers are on Medicaid or Medicare, profit margins are lower for pharmacies. Cato believes government can help with that.
The federal level, I think higher reimbursement rates for Medicare Part D prescriptions are critical.
Another way is to make policies to ensure that companies that open in low-income neighborhoods, well, stay.
There has to be more accountability, really, and responsibility. You can't just serve certain neighborhoods and leave. And, you know, your response is, you know, it was a business decision.
Walgreens says in the Chicago area, 99% of residents live within 2 miles of a Walgreens. CVS says its closings are a small percentage of the company's overall store presence in the city. That's little comfort to Renita Johnson. She lives on Chicago's south side, and she's seen a number of pharmacies close nearby. She's glad to have a car to help her get around, but
if you're trying to get on public transportation, if you're a truly elderly person who has difficulty getting around, I would see it as a total nightmare.
Johnson sees pharmacy deserts as an example of structural racism. She says the closings are part of a larger trend, grocery stores and other retailers leaving the area.
One other strike against the Black community. Does it surprise me? No. Does it sadden me? Yes.
State Representative LaShawn Ford represents parts of the West Side, and he's worried about a trend he's seeing.
The industry is trying to lead to delivery, and they're going to say, well, we're going to try to make sure that people could order their prescriptions online. That's not enough.
He says lack of internet access, smartphones, and low tech literacy are barriers for many residents. Ford has introduced a bill in the Illinois legislature that would let Medicaid recipients go to any pharmacy of their choice. Right now, the large insurance company Aetna, which is owned by CVS, does not allow Illinois Medicaid patients to get prescriptions at Walgreens. Ford wants to change that.
The plan is to keep pushing to make sure that there's no more discrimination for people that's poor that may live next door to a pharmacy, but their Medicaid insurance will not cover them.
Ford says he hopes the legislation will pass in Illinois' fall session. He also says the state should do everything it can to drive more pharmacies into the south and west sides of Chicago. For Here and Now, I'm Esther Yunji Kang.